great to see the way that Sydney FC have played in the last several weeks. They've been outstanding. I know Terry tips them every week and they look after his bet. It's only been a couple of disappointments.
Very rarely.
Outstanding. They went to Wellington. It's always tough to play in New Zealand and they came away with it and finished second in the competition. Bernie Abini's on the line now. Bernie, well done.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
And a goal, mate. You're on fire.
Pretty happy to get on the score sheet, but more importantly, we got the win.
It's always tough going to New Zealand. I mean, I know other sports find it intimidating. The crowd, they gave it to you?
It's very tough coming to Wellington. They're a good side as well. And I think in the second half, we had to just make sure we stuck together and fought out the rest of the game.
Absolutely. Now, what do you do with the week off? I don't imagine Graham's going to give you too much time off, Bernie. He'll still be trying to work you hard. What do you do?
I think we're going to have a couple of days off after we get back to Sydney, and then we'll be training as usual. I think we'll have like an internal game on the weekend to try and get that game in, and then we'll just take it as a normal week.
Mate, some teams have struggled with personnel. We know the Wanderers have had a long run of injuries throughout the season, but they've played a lot of other games as well. How's your crew at the moment? Are you fit? Do you need this extra week?
I think the extra week will be very important. The final series is very intense, so I think having that week to recover, relax mentally as well will help a lot. And then we'll have that one game and then hopefully we can win that and then be in the grand final.
Mate, the terrific thing about you guys, you've been scoring plenty of goals, but I imagine the defence would have pleased Graham Arnold a bit better on the weekend. The fact you only gave up one goal, instead of like the week before, I think it was three, but at least you scored four.
I think Arnie will definitely be happier with the 2-1 win. I thought he conceded one goal, like you said. I think that was definitely what we worked on mainly during the week, our defence, to not give up so many chances and not give away easy goals.
Mate, the consistency that you found this season, was there a turning point? Was there a moment that you sort of felt it clicked into gear?
I would have to say probably after January.
Yeah.
Beforehand, we had a lot of injuries and stuff like that. We had a little short of numbers, but we made some good signings during the Asian Cup when we had that break, and I think that you could say that was the turning point for us, because ever since then we've been playing pretty well and we've been getting points as well.
Mark Yanko has been a pretty good buy, mate. He's turned out to be terrific, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's definitely been a great buy. He's scored plenty of goals and very important goals, and it's great that he got the golden boot.
Yeah, he made 16. He scored 16. How many did you end up with?
I ended up with 6.
Right, come on, Bernie.
If he's scoring 16, then I'm happy with that, and we're winning. So that's all that matters.
Exactly, mate. I'm only stirring.
And mate, I always find the coaching intriguing in the game of football. And Arnold's come in and he's changed things. Is he a tough coach?
You could say he's a tough coach. He expects the best from the players and from the coaching staff and from the medical staff. So you could say that. But if you look at his record, I think it's worked most of the time, so
yeah,
can't complain really.
All right, and mate, I think it works. So we've got Adelaide v Brisbane Roar, that's on Friday night. Wellington v Melbourne City, you get the weekend off with Melbourne Victory, and then you play the highest winner. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Who do you think that will be?
To be honest, I really don't know. It's been so tight, so I'm sure both games will be very exciting, and I think they'll go down to the wire.
Good on you, Bernie. It's great to talk you up, mate. Enjoy the week off, and then we'll be tuning in for the final the following week.
Thanks for having me, guys.